Walk away from you if I want to. It's my house.
Yes, don't I know it? You have no respect for my stuff.
Yes, well, if you had labeled the cassette Rodeo Bloopers, I wouldn't have taped over it. I would have thrown it away.
Dad, I'm sorry.
Forget it, Frazier.
You know, it's just that I've been so tense lately, being out of work.
I know. It's not easy as both being home so much.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that during this little in-between jobs period, we should just try to be extra careful, not get on each other's nerves.
All right. I'll do that.
Good. Dad, what's this?
Oh, a call came in for you.
Rebecca Wendell. Oh, my God.
Isn't she that model you've been after?
Not just a model, Dad, a lingerie model.
Met her at the symphony.
Wow, this is amazing. When did this come in?
About an hour ago.
Well, I was here an hour ago.
Yeah, you were in the tub.
Well, it didn't stop you yesterday when you came in to ask me if a peach smelled funny, for God's sakes, Dan.
I'd like to know why this is my fault. I put it right there in the special message bowl that we're all supposed to use.
Damn, it's her machine. Well, thanks a lot, Dad. I've been looking forward to this for months.
Well, now you know how I feel about the rodeo tape.
Oh, for God's sake, the two things have no comparison whatsoever.
Hello, Rebecca. It's Frazier.
Sorry, I missed you. Please try again. Bye.
Well, I hope you're happy.
I don't have to sit here all afternoon waiting for the phone to ring.
As opposed to what you normally do.
Oh, that's rich coming from you. Man has spent the last 5 years welded to his aptly named Lazy Boy.
Well, I'm not so lazy that I can't get the hell out of here.
I haven't finished talking to you yet.
I finished listening.
As usual, running away from the problem.
Not the problem, the yammering. You want to tape over something? Try your mouth.
Hey, Martin.
Oh, hi, Ross.
Decaf latte to go, please. So is Frazier here?
I hope not.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's just been such a pill lately.
Well, you know, it's tough for people when they're out of work. They just get a little tense and irritable. To go. I said to go. Well, maybe you need to take a little break from each other. Have you ever thought about, well, I don't know, staying with Niles for a while?
Out of the frying pan into the fire, huh?
Well, think about it. Niles' place is so huge, and he's at work all the time.
Yeah, it's true. And Maris is out of the picture now.
You know what? I just thought of something. For a while there, your daughters-in-law were Maris and Lilla. Whoa, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Hey, Niles.
Oh, hello. Hey, Niles.
I'm not interrupting anything personal, am I?
Yeah, Niles. We just eloped. I'm your new mom.
Oh. Well, I'll be a son of a bitch. Latte, please.
So, Martin, why don't you tell Niles your new idea?
Well, actually, it was Roz's idea, but I think she might have something, you know? Mm-hmm. Frazier and I have been kind of butting heads lately.
Well, Frazier has been very difficult. I don't know how you live with him.
Well, that was Roz's idea. Mm-hmm. She suggested that I move in with you for a while.
Did she?
Yeah. You know, we talked about it when I first got shot, mm-hmm. but, of course, Maris was the problem. So I guess the big question now is, do you still want me?
Oh, don't be silly. I want you just as much now as I wanted you then.
Well, I guess this is gonna work out. Thanks, Roz.
Don't mention it. The look on Niles' face is thanks enough.
Now, Dad, you're sure it won't bother you to live so far from the park and McGinty's?
Oh, no, no, not at all. There's a bus stops right in front of your place. Eddie and I don't mind taking the bus.
Eddie? Eddie, you know, I just remembered, Dad, my building doesn't allow dogs.
Oh, well, that's it, then, because I'm not leaving Eddie.
Oh, of all the horrendous luck.
Well, thanks, anyway. I guess I'll just look for a little place. Can't be too small, though, because I got to have a bedroom for Daphne.
You know, Dad, about that no-dog rule, I could speak to Clarice, the head of our co-op board.
Oh, really? You think they'd make an exception?
Well, let's just say she's bent quite a few rules in her day, and if she doesn't want her husband to find out, she'll bend this one.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, well, then, it's settled. Daphne can move in straight away. You and Daphne.
Oh, great.
Oh, hello, Niles.
Frasier, where's Daphne?
I think at the market. Hello, Dad.
Frasier, about this afternoon.
Look, let's just drop it, all right? All's well that ends well, and this afternoon ended very well indeed.
Oh, your underwear model call?
Mm-hmm. Just after you left, actually. We spoke for about an hour, and we're having dinner together on Saturday night.
Well, that's great. I hope everything works out.
Actually, Dad, on that score, you could make yourself scarce that night.
Well, actually, I'm moving in with Niles for a couple of months.
Well, have some confidence in me, Dad. It won't take me that long.
No, I mean it. Niles and I have been talking about it.
Yes, and I think it's a fine idea.
Well, you know I've been out of sorts lately, Dad, but I hope I haven't made you feel unwell.
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. Listen, I've been living under your roof for 5 years now. You've earned a little time to yourself.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Still, maybe you should sleep on it for tonight.
Frasier, please. You've had a chance to get closer to Dad these past few years, and I wouldn't mind having that same chance myself. Frankly, I'm a bit jealous.
Well, I am sorry, Niles. I guess I haven't been seeing this from your angle.
Hello, all.
Hello, Daphne.
Quite a little angle it is, too.
Oh, Daph, let me ask you something. How'd you feel about moving in with Niles?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Just me?
Yes. No. No. And Dad.
Just till Frasier goes back to work. It's been a little crowded around here.
Well, I won't argue with that. You know, Dr. Crane has quite a few stairs. Are you sure you can manage them?
Oh, sure. Nobody knows better than you how well my hip's getting. Oh,
well, then, what are we waiting for? Let's get you packed.
Wait a minute. I was hired as Mr. Crane's physical therapist. And if he can make it up and down that staircase of yours, he really doesn't need full-time care anymore. This is hard for me to say, but maybe it's time I moved on. We all knew this day would come sooner or later.
What about my exercises?
You'll do fine on your own. Believe me, it's not that I want to go. I'm very fond of you all. I'm not like a psychiatrist who works with someone for years and years and it doesn't matter if they ever get better. My work here is done. I have to go where I'm needed.
Well, I need you.
Look, it's not like I'm leaving right this minute. I'll help you get settled in while I look for a new job.
But Daphne...
Oh, please, don't make a big fuss about this. You'll just make me cry. This is no time for tears.
Well, I guess you know what's best. It's sure gonna be lonely, though, just the two of us.
Won't just be the two of you. You'll have Eddie.
Whatever you're on, get off.
I've been on hold with my employment agency forever. And thanks again for making me feel so welcome here until I find a new job. Yes, I'm here. Nothing at all, not even part-time therapy? Well, I'll stay in touch. Bye-bye.
So, no job yet, eh?
No, unfortunately. Still, tragedies happen every day. I mustn't give up hope.
I wish you'd consider staying here with us. I don't know how Dad's going to manage without you.
He doesn't need me anymore.
Nonsense. I know he puts on a brave front, but the plain truth is the man is practically an invalid.
All right, come back here.
What's he got now?
Oh, my sneaker. You give me that back or I'm not taking you for your speed walk. Oh, hi, Frasier.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Niles. Forgive me, I know how annoying it can be to drop by without calling first.
Oh, don't worry, I used to do it all the time.
That's how I know. Hello, Eddie. Got a little surprise for you, something you left at the house. There we are.
Oh.
Don't worry, Niles. You'll get used to it. Oh, and Dad, I've got a little surprise for you as well.
All right, boys, bring it on in here.
Oh, great, here it is. Now this place is starting to look like home.
Yes, and finally, so is mine.
Well, I'm just going to go finish unpacking.
Well, you just follow him up with that.
Oh, no, leave it there. That way I won't get my pizza cheese all over your fancy chairs.
Doesn't the cheese go in your mouth?
Well, it's certainly the goal, Niles, but you can't hit that bullseye every time, you know.
Okay, this isn't working out. You have to take him back now.
Niles, he's only been here for 8 hours.
I don't care. I only signed on for this because Daphne came in the bargain, and now she's leaving, and Fraser, you have to help me. I'm desperate.
Niles, which wall should I hang my swordfish on?
None of them. I just had that room frescoed.
Daph.
Thanks, Rummy. You're a lifesaver. Bye-bye.
Well, good news on the employment front?
Yes, a friend of mine just got me an interview. It's an elderly woman suffering from brittle bone disease, the poor thing.
Oh, well, normally I'd say break a leg, but...
Oh, I'm gonna miss you. All of you.
Oh.
Like I told your brother, there's simply no reason for me to stay as long as your father's so strong and healthy.
Yeah! Oh, dear God. Ah! Oh, my God, Dad!
Oh, you were right.
Yeah, what happened? Come on.
I don't know.
We just got tangled up there.
Dad, I am so
sorry. Don't worry about it. It was an accident.
Well, you do seem to be in one piece. Still, it was an awfully big fall. Dr. Crane, would you help me get some ice?
Good thing, Daphne. I know I could use a drink.
Boy, that was so weird. Yeah. Niles just kicked my cane out right from under me. Yeah, I know he wants to keep Daphne around here, but I didn't think he'd go that far.
Well, no, not deliberately, but maybe he was acting on an unconscious level.
What are you talking about? I was just making a joke.
Oh, well, then just skip it, then.
No, wait a minute. You think Niles was actually trying to hurt me?
No. It's just that sometimes when the motivation is strong enough, the unconscious can cause a person to act in ways that the conscious would find unthinkable.
So you're saying that this wasn't an accident?
Oh, God, it's a crazy theory. I'm sorry I even brought it up. You know what? I think I'll be off now. Off to my bachelor pad. I have a date tonight with a lingerie model. Bachelor pad, lingerie model. The sweetest words in the English language.
Sorry, I won't be there.
Wait, we have a tie.
All right, Mr. Crane, I need you to take a seat so I can ice your hip.
I'm fine. Why is everybody making such a big fuss?
Wait, don't sit down.
What?
You nearly impaled yourself.
Oh, thank you, Daphne. I don't know what it is about these things. They keep ending up in the oddest places.
It's Rebecca. Your voice sounds so sexy on your machine. Anyway, I loved talking to you this afternoon, and I was thinking, instead of going to a noisy restaurant, maybe we could just stay in tonight. Open some wine, curl up in front of the fire. Just a warning, though, I'm coming straight from a shoot, so I'll be wearing my work clothes. I can't believe I said that. Fraser, it's Rebecca. Sexy on your machine. Anyway, I love talking.
Boy, the floors around here are so slippery.
Yes, I just had them polished.
Well, I wish you would have told me. Eddie just slid into a wall and chipped his tooth. Now he whistles when he breathes.
Well, Dad, I can assure you there'll be no slipping in here. Look. A brand new safety rail installed just for you, and as requested, traction decals.
Well, I don't have to worry about falling in.
Oh, Dad, are you okay?
Wow, yeah, it's a good thing I wasn't in the shower. I could have cracked my head open.
Oh, Dad, I guess I'm not much of a handyman, am I?
You put this thing up yourself?
Yes, my contractor is out of town. Don't worry. You can use my bathroom to shower. Just let me know when you do. The plumbing's a bit temperamental, and if I were to run the dishwasher, you might be horribly scalded.
You know, I took an extra long shower yesterday, you know. That ought to hold me.
You sure you don't need a hand?
Just keep moving.
Guess what? I got the job. I can't believe it. To start in the morning.
You what?
I'll tell you all about it later. I have to call my employment agency right away.
I can't let her leave. I just can't.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it.
I still have a day. Just have to be more resourceful.
Like how?
It's my problem, not yours. Just have to think. Fresh air. Maybe that'll calm me down. Oh, look at the sunset. Dad, come join me on the balcony.
Andy, get out of here, quick. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Talk.
No, it's not a good time.
But it's getting spooky over at Niles's.
Well, yes, yes, I know it's a little unsettling the way he changes into that Chinese dressing gown after dinner, but you'll get used to it. Go on.
No, I think his unconscious is trying to hurt me.
Oh, Dad, that's preposterous.
No, it isn't.
Can't we talk about this in the morning? Believe me, there is no way your own flesh and blood would try to hurt you.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Well, at least let me get Eddie's pillow out of my room.
All right, but just hurry it up, will you? Daphne? What is going on?
I hope I'm not catching you at a bad time.
Well, actually, I'm waiting for a date.
Well, I'll just run in and out. I need to pick up my exercise mat.
Oh, good Lord. Is everything all right?
I'm sorry. I think I'm just a bit nervous about my new job.
Yes.
I'll be all right.
Yes.
I just wish I didn't miss being here so much.
Oh, Daphne, I'm sorry. Listen, you're going to be just fine. You know, transitions are always difficult. The trick is just not to rush them.
Of my mind. I am this close to living under the same roof with Daphne. If I could...
All right, now, before you go on, let me say one thing.
What is it?
Get out!
Wait, I need to talk about this.
Niles?
Dad, why did you run off? I've been looking for you everywhere.
No, stay away from me.
What?
Now, Niles, I'm not mad at you. Just you're unconscious. It wants Daphne to stay around so bad that it's been trying to hurt me.
What?
Well, first you can explain it better.
Well, exactly who is hurting whom and what does any of this have to do with... Daphne.
Oh, look. We're all together again, just like old times.
Oh, dear. Oh, God. Oh, well, we certainly do have a lot to talk about. I tell you what, let's all meet at Niles's for breakfast tomorrow.
I'm not getting in the elevator with him.
All right, Dad, Daphne, go in shifts, then you first.
All right.
Come on. Hey, you two, shake a leg, mister. Let's go right now. Out of here. Move it.
You actually convinced Dad I was trying to harm him?
Oh, Niles did no such thing. Simply advanced a theory. I had no idea he would take it to heart.
Oh, balderdash. Oh,
please, Niles. Surely it's occurred to you that your desire for Daphne is forcing you to behave in very strange ways. Or do you shove Dad down the stairs every day?
That was an accident.
Oh, Niles, any psychiatrist worth his salt knows that there are no accidents. No one would do something like that, however unconsciously, unless they stood to gain from it. Ah! Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank God. We're here to help you.
What did you kick my cane for?
It was an accident. I was playing with Eddie.
My hip's killing me.
Dad, don't worry about it. Niles has that nice comfy bed you can recuperate in.
I can't go up and down those stairs now.
I think the best thing would be for him to stay with you again for the time being.
He'll need full-time attention. I'll cancel my job right away.
All right, just hold it. Nobody's canceling anything. For God's sake, the man fell down a flight of stairs today. He could hardly have been hurt worse stumbling in a carpeted hallway. All right, now get up, you big crybaby. No pain, no gain.
Oh, no, but it hurts!
Dad, boo-hoo, I want you out of here. I don't care if you have to crawl like a bog turtle.
Rebecca. I didn't see you standing there. Why don't you just step on over to my father, help yourself to some wine.
What kind of a heartless bastard are you?
No, Rebecca, you don't understand. It's not the way it looks. He's very resilient. He's been shot before.
Dr. Crane, we really should get him inside.
Yes. Just give me a moment.
All right, bring him in.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.